You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning. Action-packed Friday morning. Two down, one to play with. Hours, that is. Going right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Pete, Mike, across the way. Job well done, as always. We've got Darwin Zook.
Yes.
Who's clearly more into the gym than Andrew Bogish when
gym.
He comes in.
Yeah, you think? And Andrew Bogish, he's never even driven by a gym.
Like, I feel like Zook, when he steps in, is doing, like, military. He's doing, like, some cardiovascular thing in his between updates.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think the guy is looking like Jack LaLanne out here.
No, he's cut, dude.
Show my age a little bit.
Oh, Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne. Yes. 1960 call, Taz. They want their fitness man back.
Right. No, he's not wearing a skin-tight onesie, Taz. No, he's not Jack LaLanne.
He's in good shape. No, but let's not build the guy up like he's sitting here like he's, you know, like he's The Rock.
I'm not saying he's the Rock. You're taking it to a friend. My friend. You've established that already.
He's my friend.
I would hope so. You worked with him. I would hope you're friends with him. I know you're very good friends with him.
So good, I can't get him on the show.
Right. I've asked that a number of times. Could you get him on?
We're really good friends.
He's very busy. Taz, he's got 12 movies coming out this year. He can promote the movies.
He's busy, Moose.
I don't know.
California, you can't come on.
Remind me next week. Taz, remember that conversation we had about The Rock? What conversation?
Who?
I'll forget it.
What?
Mike, what are we doing today?
You got Zook, like he's got veins on his abs.
No, the guy's I'm saying comparatively speaking to Bogish, it's a night and day.
Yeah, no, he's Triple
right,
H.
That's all. That's the point I was making.
Exactly.
He's got your updates. Anyway, let's get to it. The three. All right.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Tom Izzo does not apologize for yelling at Aaron Henry.
Yeah, Aaron Henry, freshman forward for Michigan State. They survive a little bit of scare by Bradley in the East Region 215 matchup yesterday. The Spartans survive in advance, as Jim Valvano used to say, and that's early here in the NCAA tournament. Teams are looking for the big-time upset. Gets into it with Henry, gives him a little bit of a tap on the chest, grab of the hand, gets into it, pointing a finger at him, screaming. Obviously, I would not say the words were all that kind. Trying to motivate Henry, didn't like the way that he was playing on the court, the lack of hustle, running up and down the court. Here is Izzo on why he decided to go after his star freshman forward.
There was a bunch of things, you know, and, you know, hey, he's playing a lot of minutes, too. He's tired, too. But when you're a freshman now at this time of year, you don't make mental mistakes on things that when we're telling a guy which way he goes or not running back or, you know, there were some things Aaron didn't do a very good job of. And yet, you know what? Happened. I did get after him and he did respond and he did make a couple big buckets and he did make some big free throws. But that's not good enough. This is one and done time, you know. The my bads are out the window. If they're my bads because that team played better or that guy played better, if it's my bad because I decided to jog back instead of sprint back, then it is your bad and you're going to hear about it.
Well, he did. Henry did hear about it.
And I'm not going to excuse all the behavior. Taz, we've had a good conversation about it, and we've gotten great interaction from the calls out there.
Yes, thank you. We certainly appreciate
that. Taz, it's an interesting topic of discussion of where we are here in 2019. I'm not going to tell you the tap on the chest is A-OK and that coaches are free to make physical or have physical contact with their players, regardless of sport. I'm not going to excuse it all. I do, though, think there is a big-time overreaction to what transpired. I don't think it affects Tom Izzo's career. I don't think Tom Izzo should be suspended. I don't think Tom Izzo is going to get fired. I don't think that it affects his impact on college basketball either. I think if that is your slant or your hot take on this Friday morning, I think you're lost. I do. And I think you can yell at a player. It was a slight tap on the chest, and you made the point. Listen, as a parent of a Division I lacrosse player, Taz, and you brought it up and said, "Listen, you don't want to see that." And I get it. And if you're a parent in the stands, I get it. I understand it. I've got three young boys. They're not playing big-time college athletics. Yeah. And I don't want to see my kids getting yelled at by anybody that outside of his mom or dad. Right? I don't want to see that at all. But I do think Izzo, his impact and what he's done for his players, I do think it's coming from a good place. And I don't think that the way I view Tom Izzo today is differently than the way I view Tom Izzo 24 hours ago.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I respect Izzo. I think he's an amazing coach. He's going to go down to one of the greatest of all time in NCAA hoops for sure. I mean, just amazing motivator. I do think he felt the pressure heavily in this game because you got Bradley who's fixing to beat you. Okay, a 15 seed, and you can't be losing to a 15 seed if you're Michigan State. That's a 2 seed,
no.
And you're coming out of the Big Ten, and you are Michigan State. So you got Bradley almost ready to beat you here, and you're fixing to go crazy because you have a freshman starter in Henry who's not hustling back to play D. So, he held the kid accountable. I just didn't like that even a light tap. I just don't think you got to do that. And I think, fine, you want to yell at him. I think the yelling went a little long. But, you know, whatever. I'm not going to sit here and ridicule a guy. And like you said, Moose, we had a great conversation. So anybody listening to us live right now, you want to hear the full conversation, definitely download the podcast. It doesn't cost you anything. A lot of people, to Moose's point, called the show and had a lot of opinions on this. And we appreciate everybody who called. Go to radio.com, the app or the website. Download the show for free, Taz and the Moose, or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can get the whole conversation.
No doubt. So and Michigan State, they move on, and their next opponent is going to be Richard Pitino's Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Number two.
Ja Morant, triple-double in win for Murray State.
Yeah, I want to see now, certainly, everyone's... I look at it this way, Taz. I was thinking about Morant putting on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know Zion was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know Zion has captured, and he knows it, he's captured the imagination of the sports fan and the college basketball fan. And he watched a young man that's competing with him to maybe be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft go out and put on a triple-double. I wonder now, obviously, a 1-16 matchup, Duke, is much different than Murray State as a 12 going up against the 5 in Marquette. Different scenario, but I wonder what kind of show Zion has in store, how much that motivates him individually to play within the team
concept.
That's
a good point. That's a good
but
point.
Also, Taz, the competitive nature. These are big-time Division I players. You better believe that Zion put his head to the pillow last night and saying, well, Morant's grabbed the attention of the nation. Wait till they see what I do on Friday.
Right, and listen. I love this kid, Ja Morant, what he did. He's awesome. All the hype is well-deserved. He's an unselfish player, 16 assists. He loves the fact of moving the basketball to teammates, and he's unselfish, as I said. And he showed greatness yesterday against Marquette, no doubt about it, and all year. Okay, you bring up a great point about Zion Williamson. Okay, that's a competitive beast, that kid at Duke. But I will say, I know you're not saying this, but I'm going to say, like, there's a big difference in when you're playing at Murray State and you're playing against Austin Peay and Eastern Kentucky and UT Martin compared to who Duke's playing against on a regular basis. I know you know that. I'm just saying.
No, I get it. But you look at the caliber of the player and the athlete that Ja Morant is, and he's special. There's no doubt. And they're going to get a better test next round when they go up against Florida State because Leonard Hamilton's team is very athletic, very good. That'll be an intriguing one moving forward here. Now, Taz, I look at this scenario from Morant where yesterday he gives you a triple-double, 17 points, 16 assists, 11 rebounds. First player in the NCAA tournament to give you a triple-double in 7 years. And I look at what he can provide on on an NBA court. In a guard-oriented league, the one thing against Morant is he's not a great outside shot. But it can improve. We've seen guys' shots improve over the course of their career. But, man, is he fun to watch.
Oh, man, he really is explosive. He's fast as heck. And, it really, and you could see in that game yesterday against the team that I picked to advance, and they didn't, in Marquette, unfortunately. But no matter what they tried to do, no matter how they tried to press him defensively or zone, doubling him, it didn't matter. He drew the defense and would move the ball and get points, get assists. It just he was damn near unstoppable, and he was just so fun to watch. He stole the day. He really did.
He really did. In a day in which you had some You know, some close games. They got started with Louisville falling as a slight favorite over Minnesota as Richard Pitino does move on. Auburn barely survives against New Mexico State.
I was nervous.
Bruce Pearl's team jumped out. It was a close game at the half, a one-point game. They led by double digits in the second half. Auburn's one of your Final Four teams, right?
I know. Yes.
I know. It's all over New Mexico State in
now,
that second half.
When they play again tomorrow?
Like, get me home.
Yeah, I know. Well, dude, I know. I was nervous. No, I want to say something about that, though. But you're right. When they play again? Tomorrow? Auburn?
Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday.
Bruce Pearl, I don't think we have any
Auburn,
sound.
Kansas.
So Pearl's?
We have Pearl.
We do have Pearl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't want to upcut it, but I almost did. We have Pearl.
Yeah, let's take a listen. Cut three.
I told my team the toughest one for us to win was probably going to be the first one. The next game, the team will play Kansas or Northeastern are not better than New Mexico State. They're as good. That's just a great compliment to New Mexico State.
All right, so, I like him. Right. But in there, though, okay, not in that.
Everyone's the best.
Somewhere, right, well, he had made a statement. It wasn't in that drop there, but he had made a statement, I heard, Moose, where he had said basically that his team's tired after what they played SEC Championship, no rest, we're tired, blah, blah, blah. We're able to grind it out against New Mexico State. I got nervous because I got him as a Final Four team. I'm like, Coach, I know how great you are. Don't tell your opponents how tired your guys are because you don't, especially a Kansas team who looked great.
They did. Now, Northeastern couldn't handle the press. Northeastern was turning the basketball over left and right. Or it couldn't handle the guards up front for the Jayhawks. And the athleticism for Kansas clearly overwhelmed Northeastern. That was a terrible pick by my part, as that was a 25-point game.
I was laughing about you.
I appreciate that. Here's the other thing. I mean,
my popcorn drinking beer.
Right, you're looking at 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. You can't tell me how exhausted they are against New Mexico State.
That's what I mean.
I agree with you.
I know.
I mean,
you can't. Right, he's so tired. Everybody's tired.
Everyone's exhausted.
Stop.
Right. Well, go get some sleep.
Yeah. They're young guys.
Rest. Nobody wants it. This is the NCAA tournament. First and foremost, you imagine if Izzo came out and was like, man, we're tired. We're exhausted. Yes. We just won the big
off the team.
Right. Izzo's like, I don't want to air it.
Get moving.
Right. Yes. Pearl's like, I understand you're tired.
You're tired. Yeah, I get it.
Do you want a binky?
The thing is, I'm like, hold on, Coach. You scrapped and clawed to get past New Mexico State. You're telling the world how tired your squad is. This is the NCAA tournament. It's all about being exhausted. Oh, my God. And I got you to Final Four. Come on, Bruce.
I know.
Please.
That's a tough one. All right, next.
Number three.
Coach Cal is unsure if P.J. Washington will play against Wofford.
Thank you, Zach. Now, someone's got to explain something to me, right? So the story broke when we were on the air a couple of days ago that P.J. Washington was in a walking boot.
Yeah, you broke the story, actually.
Well, I saw the report, and I mentioned it. I was the first one to mention it here on the show, right?
That's
so P.J. Washington was in a walking boot.
Yeah.
The report out of Kentucky at that stage was everything's okay. Right. It's just precautionary.
Just to make
and
sure.
I said to you, who exactly walks around? Imagine, who walks in? Imagine if I walked in with two walking boots and people would be like, what's wrong with your feet? Nothing. Just in case something happened today.
Someone steps on my foot. I'm prepared. Moose, I'm going to wear a back brace, Monday. Just precautionary in case my back might hurt. I'll wear a full back brace.
So then they come out, Kentucky does, after basically people say, what are you, Pinocchio? I mean, you're lying. So they call him out and they say, well, he's got a mild foot sprain. Now P.J. Washington shows up. And he's got a cast on his leg.
I know. Full cast.
And he's riding around in one of those scooters.
Right, we call it a gimmick car.
Right, where so he can basically, he doesn't have to put any weight. There's no crutches. Yeah. He's a big man. You're talking about a young man that's 6'9", 6'10". So it's not easy to get around.
He shouldn't have a car. He should have a full car.
So now he's got a cast on his leg. And Calipari's saying that helps the healing process. Wait a second. What doctor is putting a cast on somebody's leg if it's just a foot sprain to help the healing process? Yeah, Taz, you've been around.
A little bit, yeah.
You've been around a lot.
Some injuries,
And no question about it. Does that make any sense to you?
Dude, it makes no sense to me.
It makes you remember. I don't know if you remember this old school for old school wrestling. You remember Cowboy Bob Orton, right? Randy Orton's
yes,
dad.
Yeah.
He used to wear the and Mike Pete. I mean, that's a good point. He used to wear the forearm cast.
Yes, I remember that.
He had it for like 3 years on his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was drilling guys in a ring with the cast. Yeah, so it was a gimmick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like he had a broken forearm for years.
Right.
You know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You know, it's like you got this walking boot on. Now you got a full cast on, and you're in an NCAA tournament, and you kind of need this guy to win.
No, you do, right. But my thing is that they're unsure if he's going to play against Wolford, right, who beat Seton Hall and did a good job and shot the ball well. And the second best three-point shooting team in the tournament. Thank you, Taz. But what doctor do you walk in and say, all right, he's got a foot sprain.
Yeah.
Let's cast him up.
Let's full cast up to the thigh.
Right, who does that?
Coach, right to the thigh. We got to go with this cast.
I mean, maybe a doctor's listening now could call up and say, that's part of the practice. They've seen that before. They've done that before. The only time I've seen somebody wear a cast if they actually have a broken bone or a fracture or something like that.
Right.
More so a broken bone, not even a fracture.
That's usually, or like if you have like a really bad sprain, I think at times they'll put a soft cast on it.
That just didn't look like a soft
cast.
No,
that looked like a full-ass cast. Yeah,
that was a full... They showed a picture. I'm like, that's not a walking boot. That's a cast.
Yeah, it looks like his leg.
Why
got
does
PJ run over
Washington
by an
have a cast on his leg?
Yeah, I thought he just had a little sprain. He was going to miss one game. Now you know. I don't know, dude. This
imagine
is...
if he shows up. He's on the court against Wolford. I'm like, good to go. The cast worked.
It's like magic.
He's running around. I'm like, wait, maybe I was wrong.
I know. And I'll tell you what, that Wolford team's no joke. And you got to be careful here.
Oh, no, they're no joke. They're true.
Bracket Buster Jones.
Yeah, good against Kentucky.
I hope it doesn't happen.
That Kentucky team, though, is deep, man. They've got about seven, eight pros on that team.
They are deep.
Calipari doesn't mess around.
No, he don't.
Right.
Something about him I don't like.
Right. Calipari doesn't come to a gunfight with a knife.
No.
He comes with an arsenal.
Machine guns, shotguns. Right. He's got an AK-47. He's ready to brawl.
Will Perdue is going to join us a little later on the program. He's a NCAA college basketball analyst for Westwood One. We've got the undercard coming your way next as well. There was the three. Everything you need to know here on this Friday morning. It's Taz and the Moose. Do you know where you're at? Sirius at XM 206 right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job. And odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant, qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oscar De La Hoya, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It was so much fun having Oscar De La Hoya when he was in studio with us here, Moose. We had a blast when the big champ was in the building.
Good thing we didn't throw no punches. No legendary punches. Than Oscar De La Hoya.
Don't throw punches.
The golden boy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun hanging out with that.
Out in Vegas, you get De La Hoya in the ring, he'll never lose to the judges. We didn't get into that with him. And De La Hoya, as we learned, he does like to slip a curse in here or there.
What? Yeah, radio.
Kept Pete on his toes.
He kept everybody on their toes.
Oh, that's right.
He was out that day.
Yeah, that's right.
Pete was out that day?
But he felt it somewhere.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Pete was out that day.
He had his headphones. He was walking around wearing his headphones.
Pete was out. Oh, yeah. Pete was walking around the house, his big, huge house with those giant headphones banging into the wall.
Like, do you mow the lawn with those headphones on?
He probably does.
Yes, I do, and I drive heavy machinery with it.
Yeah, I know. No. It just cuts out the world. It's amazing. It really is.
So, I mean, how do you fit through the doorway with those things? I mean,
I go on an angle, but it's peaceful, though. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, you right. are a mock.
He cuts out all the noise. Right.
I just made him mad.
That's why when Taz or I walk into the control room, Pete puts him right on. He's let me shut off the noise.
Oh, no, new thing. When I go to the control room, right. he walks out. He's like, oh, he's coming in. He sees me through the glass. That's what he does.
Time to go get tea.
He don't want me to talk to him. There was a time where this guy would clamor to have a conversation.
Right. He's like, I've heard that wrestling story before.
What a time.
Right. Pete's now got like a lean, mean memory. It was March 17th, 2018, 8:42 in the a.m. Taz was in the room. We were talking about ECW.
Tell me about that match at Mikey right? Whipwreck. He beat Mikey. I heard it 10 times, Taz. And
Darwin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm hanging in. Trying to get my brackets back in gear, yeah.
All right.
How many are you in? How many bracket gimmicks are you in?
Like five, just with my buddies and stuff, yeah.
So we're sixth or we're fifth?
Fifth, yeah. Yeah,
I don't believe you. I think it was sixth.
Yeah, I'm not going too well right now. So,
all right,
yeah.
All right.
You seem miserable.
I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be embarrassed about it. So yeah,
you're not embarrassed.
Well, a little bit because there were no real upsets, and yet my bracket's still terrible. So that's slightly embarrassing.
You went for the upsets.
What is this paper that Mike handed me during the break? I don't know what this is. Is this important?
Well, this is the matchups for today.
Oh, this is important. Okay.
It's really not difficult if you look at it.
Yeah, right. I just read the heading, and it just says Friday afternoon. I know what today
right.
is.
Right, these are the matchups. If
I didn't
want to know
the
time of the games, when they're taking place, who's doing the play-by-play, and so you can follow along at home.
No food spilled on it today.
No. Okay. Right. Maybe we should sign this.
Iowa State-Cincinnati gets us going.
Iowa State-Cincinnati, that's on CBS.
That reminds me. I got
to
do
something. And then at 12:40 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I know what that is.
Iowa-Cincinnati, I should say. Not Iowa State. Iowa
true
that
TV.
Reminds me. I got to do something.
Got Oklahoma versus Ole Miss. You got Moose, do you think? I got Oh, look at this. The what do you call it? The other game at 12:40 p.m., the next game after that game on True TV is Oklahoma versus Ole Miss. And you got Bill Rafferty, Grant Hill. They're calling it along with Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Which I think is awesome. Zook, are you in a rush yet? I think you are.
No.
Begin.
No, okay. I got time. You guys banter. Go. I'm good.
Banter.
Yeah.
Banter. We don't
continue.
Banter. What is banter? Banter. Hold on a second. Banter. What do you mean banter? Oh, by the way.
That's well, a business.
We
that's
just have a comment.
In the
we
term.
Talk.
No,
yeah.
don't get alarmed.
I banter.
No, we don't banter. Taz sometimes raises his voice for no reason.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I've been waiting for this. I was trying to instigate it.
The thing is.
I did that on purpose.
Tuna fish. We're having tuna fish for lunch. What do you mean?
Mikey B, your fault.
Oh, God. That was funny.
Taz, why are you yelling? What was I yelling?
What is this printout?
I just wanted to say something.
You'll get used to it, Don.
You don't like the word banter.
When you're a regular here on the show, you'll get used to it.
I don't like banter. We have conversations. We just talk. And it's not banter. Banter sounds like a shtick.
I agree. It's
true. It's a shtick. And there was a little shtick.
Spitball.
Yeah, spitballing, we call it. And there was comments made earlier about you that you're ripped.
Well, he's got a good physique.
Yeah, and I kind of diminished that. You're not ripped. You're in good shape.
Right.
You train.
Thank you.
You're not ripped. It's not like you're running around with veins on your intercostals.
Taz.
Well,
Taz.
I guess maybe you might be the only guy here that knows what an intercostal is. These other people here don't.
Right.
Including you, Moose.
So I don't know what an intercostal is. That's fine.
These little muscles that are over here by your ribs, like guys that have like ripped muscles.
Yeah. And we take got that.
Yeah, that's hard. I never had that.
Darwin, as we spitball, everything is taken so serious.
That's the key. That's true.
Right.
That's a
fact. Everything is taken literally.
Welcome.
Darwin, you're not ripped.
Welcome to the show.
Darwin, you have no physique whatsoever.
That's the rules.
If you compare, if you compare yourself to Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no, you can't.
At his peak physical condition.
Well, because the moose had you built up like you were a rock.
He's
my buddy, by the way. He's my friend.
I understand. He said, Taz, you've established that. I said in comparison to
other CBS employees around here.
Bogus.
Bogus.
Yes,
that guy's shaped like a 2.5-pound dumbbell.
Poor guy's sick.
His kids have got like the runs, diarrhea.
Shots. That's what happens.
He's running around the house like his head's on fire.
And full you're attackable.
Taking his job away.
Right. He's not here to defend himself. Perfect time to rip it.
He might be cleaning up throw up right now.
Yeah, well, that's his
issue. And you're like, oh my God, they're offering my job, boy.
Damn Taz, I hate him.
Take it away, Darwin.
All right, this report is sponsored by the NFL on night one of the draft. One fan will win the greatest prize in NFL history, season tickets for 100 years, ending April 7, 2019. For official rules, visit NFL.com/100/contest. If you didn't pick many upsets on day one of the NCAA tournament, then your bracket's probably looking pretty good. Although number two seed Michigan State had a bit of a scare against Bradley, but the Spartans took control late.
Goins will inbound to Winston. Trapped in the corner, gets it back to Goins. Now to McQuaid. McQuaid long pass ahead to Xavier Tillman. Tillman runs it to the rim and lays it in. They break the pressure. They get an easy 72-62 Michigan State by 10.
That's Kevin Kugler, the Westwood One NCAA Network on the call. 76-65 would be the final. Michigan State survives, advances behind 27 points from Cassius Winston. Other number two seeds, Kentucky and Michigan, easy winners, along with a top seed in the West, Gonzaga. There was one mini upset in the traditional 12-5 bracket buster game. Murray State, led by Ja Morant, took on the five seed Marquette in the West region.
And Ja Morant standing alone inside half court with the dribble intact. He's out, four down on the baseline, 7 seconds left in the half. Oh, crossover, step back, three-pointer, Morant, got it.
That is Scott Graham, Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. And how about the Racers? 83-64 winners.
By the way,
yes,
that horrible logo. The Racers. They have it's a thoroughbred horse with a jockey. I mean, that's their friggin' logo, Murray State. It's a guy on a horse with a helmet.
I love it.
I've seen worse.
Moose, I love it. They all should be racist.
I know.
I love it.
Do you love it because you picked Murray State?
He loves it because he loves the ponies.
I like the ponies.
Yeah. I am right.
Louisiana Derby tomorrow, by the way, at the
Mark
fairgrounds.
Malusia. I love the ponies.
Country
the
House, bet it.
Trifecta.
Was that part of the reminder you had to get in from?
No. It was Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati today.
Oh, you do?
Early game, yeah, against Iowa.
All right.
That's why Moose picked Murray State, the races.
Yeah, I did have Murray State. Yes, that was a good one. Ja Morant, my guy.
Love him.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Eighth triple-double in NCAA tournament history. Eighth player to have a triple-double in NCAA tournament history. 17 points, 11 boards, 16 assists. All right, elsewhere, let's get to the rest of these scores. If you missed any, get the brackets out. Auburn narrowly avoided the 12-5 upset. They edged Mexico State 78-77. Florida State survived against Vermont 76-69. LSU doing the same against Yale 79-74. Wofford's Fletcher McGee, 7 3-pointers. He now has 509 in his career. That's a new NCAA record. A lot of people have never heard of him, and now he has the record. He leads Wofford to a convincing 84-68 win over Seton Hall. Kansas crushed Northeastern 87-53. 10-seed Florida knocking off the 7-seed in the West, Nevada 70-61. Minnesota doing the same to Louisville 86-76. Villanova edging St. Mary's 61-57. And Maryland surviving against Belmont, rallying for the 79-77 win. 16 more games coming up today, including Cincinnati, as Moose just mentioned. Life savings on that game. No, but that should be a good one. Iowa taking on Cincinnati.
That's funny.
Beginning on CBS at 12:15 Eastern, 9:15 Pacific.
I don't think Moose heard you because he's locked in right now.
No, I heard you.
No, he's locked in.
Cincinnati? No,
he's
I heard.
Show prepping.
No, I was just looking at something.
Yeah, I know what you're looking at.
No, I didn't mean to give away the Cincinnati. But, yeah, Cincinnati.
The Bearcats against the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Let's go Mick Cronin.
Yeah, that's right.
Iowa 10, Cincy 7.
Pat's going to be rooting so hard for Iowa today.
Go Hawkeyes.
There'll be no bigger Hawkeye fans.
And finishing up quickly, NBA last night.
Black and athletic gold, by the way.
Where's that Steelers jersey? It looks like Iowa. Give me that thing.
I lost my place.
That's what we do here.
The Jazz five-game winning streak snapped. NBA.
It's all a test, okay?
So I figured this is my last moment before I'm done.
A good moment, but this is your last moment. Good. So you need to stay on top of things because you're being tested as this happens.
Right.
My
this
bags
is good.
Are out the window.
I figured there'd be things being thrown at me and whatever.
That's
at the
next.
End.
Well, even though you're not coming back on.
Right.
Not ever.
Ever?
Thanks.
I failed the test.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I've been told to dip out. I think that's it. So back to you guys.
Darwin, great job.
Thanks.
He's not done, though. I don't think he's done.
No, I'm done. Yeah, Moose says I'm done.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Very nice. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Sam. Down in the great state of Texas, in Dallas, a game you're most excited about today. Don't forget you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Keeping a car clean is a simple and inexpensive form of maintenance, and O'Reilly Auto Parts has the cleaning and detailing products you need including washes, waxes, polishes, leather, and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Clean Car Month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Game I'm most excited about. Best matchup on the board?
Best matchup. It's definitely not Duke versus North Dakota State. That's not. Maybe Utah-Washington's a good matchup.
That's a good one. The 8-9s are always pretty good. Yeah, Utah-Washington. I think Oregon-Wisconsin is an intriguing one.
Wisconsin's going to smoke them, bro.
Pac-12, Big Ten. Big Ten going to the 5-0.
Right? Bowl's
yeah,
out?
Yeah, done for the year.
Done for the year, right?
Yep.
Giant man. Yeah.
No, he's done for the year. But Big Ten got off to a great start, 5-0 opening day.
Yep.
They're looking to continue that.
Oh, by the way, I don't remember how we left it off. Do you have your all ACC final again?
I did, yes.
You know who else is doing that too? Is what's his name? Kenny from the network, TV network there. What's his name? Smith?
Kenny Smith?
Yeah, he. I think he had an all ACC.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, Moose is on to something.
No.
But I think you're both
going to be doomed.
Charles Barkley ripped them for that. No, the game I'm most looking forward to, believe it or not, is my Buffalo team versus Arizona State.
I can see that.
I think Buffalo is going to smoke them. I just want to see that. I thought Yale would win yesterday. That didn't happen. I mean, they had a nice comeback, but they didn't win. But anyway, Buffalo at 31-3 on the year, and I'll tell you what, I think they're going to smoke Arizona State. I don't think it's going to be a great game, but I like this Buffalo team. They're gritty, they're tough, they got some size, they play hard. I like Buffalo. I think they're going to make a little noise here.
All right, let's get to a quickly undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
You buy this report. Doc Rivers was advised not to join the Lakers because LeBron doesn't want to be coached.
Do I buy that report?
Yeah, I don't think I buy it. I don't think Doc Rivers needs to hear that from anyone. I think Doc Rivers can figure it out for himself.
I'm the best player in the world.
That's what I think.
Well, right, maybe, but I'm sure that's a spot where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're successful, LeBron gets all the credit. If you're not, you're basically deemed the failure as the coach.
Scapegoat City.
Well, that's it.
That.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Ex Luke Walton.
Well, right. Do you think, okay, we can look at Luke Walton as a coach all you want and say where he is. All right, he's not the greatest coach in the NBA. No one's going to say that. Now, Luke Walton did step in for Steve Kerr up at Golden State. And they ripped off a tremendous winning streak, right? Which raised his Q rating as a head coach of the NBA that led him to the opportunity. And if he didn't get the Laker job, he was going to be the head coach of the Knicks for Phil Jackson. So, but he ended up going to Los Angeles being the Laker coach. Now, is it a case of Luke Walton can't coach? No, he can coach. LeBron and Magic did in their own team this year with the way they handled things.
Right. Well, they did.
That's it.
And we know Doc Rivers and Magic are good friends and stuff like that. I get it. But I don't think that Doc Rivers needs a report to realize that LeBron James is a handful and then some.
And it's LeBron's organization.
Right, correct.
You want to deal with that headache if you're Doc Rivers?
Speaking of basketball, I saw this video this morning of Tim Duncan. Okay, 6'11", Tim Duncan. He's kickboxing, training. Sir, stop kickboxing. You stink.
Okay.
All right. Slow hands, slow feet. His hands are actually kind of quick. His feet, his legs are, his inseam's got to be, I have a 34-inch inseam. He's got to have at least a 40-inch inseam.
Yeah.
What's your inseam?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I would love to play along. 34 and a half.
I'd love to.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hold on a second.
You know, Duncan was a great...
Did you just say 34 and a half because I said 34?
No. Yes, it was a joke.
Moose, guys, our height don't have 34-inch inseams.
Taz, it was a joke.
Right.
I have no idea.
I got it.
I don't know. Tim Duncan, by the way, great swimmer growing up.
Really?
Fantastic swimmer. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, great swimmer.
Interesting.
All right, next.
Long limb.
I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
Oh, 34-inch.
And finally, for me, real quick, the last one. What do you make of the Colts signing Justin Houston?
I like it.
I do too. I think they
signed by Ballard.
Yeah, I think he's got more. He's got stuff left in the tank. I think for sure, Houston. I love what this guy plays. He's a hell of a linebacker, a hell of a player. I like it too. I'm down.
Well, I think of that brain trust they wanted at one point in time had in Kansas City. You know, you had Andy Reid as the coach, Ballard running the scouting department, and Dorsey the GM. Yeah. Dorsey's now in Cleveland. Ballard waited an eternity to take a GM job. Finally, took the one in Indianapolis. And he brings a guy that he's very, very familiar with in Houston.
Yeah. I think it's a good move. I like it. I think it's good.
You get to the quarterback. We're going to chat with Will Perdue, covering the NCAA tournament analyst we know former great basketball player, NBA level, college level, Westwood One, will join us next. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Friday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Who will be college basketball's national champion? Call in and make your opinion known on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, NCAA tournament is in full flight. Let's chat about it. Welcome in Will Perdue, NCAA college basketball analyst for Westwood One. He's out in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Will, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it, bud.
Will, what's up?
Oh, absolutely, man. Hey, listen, I'm an NBA guy.
Yeah.
But there's not a better 3 weeks on the calendar. Well, let me go 4 weeks because we go 3 weeks of the NCAA tournament, and then that rolls into the next week of the Masters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, this is a great time, and especially warmer weather is coming around too, which is we'll take two after what is a decent winter. Anyway, yeah. Will, you mentioned the NBA. Before we get into today's matchups and your thoughts, especially in the region you're going to be out in Columbus, couple players. Taz and I were talking about Morant from Murray State, who put on an absolute show yesterday against Marquette, triple-double. What you've seen from Morant, how, you know, you cover the Bulls as well. You're a champion with the Bulls. How do you think Morant's game translates to the NBA?
Well, I've actually seen him play in person a couple times, and I actually covered the OVC semis and championship game for Westwood One Radio. So, you know, A, I think of how dynamic he is obvious, but, you know, he is the guy, and I think you saw last night early on before he started scoring, he had 5 quick assists. His vision of the court is outstanding. Reminds me a lot of Jason Kidd. Now, he's more athletic than Jason Kidd, and he kind of shoots like Jason Kidd a little bit. At this point, you know, he's just got to learn to be able to play at the next level where it's a little more physical, but I think also at the same time he's got to work on his 3-point shot. You'll notice that he has 2 separate shots. He's got a shot where if he drives in, you know, and attacks the basket, shoots that mid-range 12 to 14 footer, it looks pretty over the head, you know, gets a nice little lift on it. But if he shoots a 3, it's almost like he starts from his waist and, you know, pushes it forward. To me, that's really the only thing I've seen where he's going to have to change. Outside of that, you know, you guys saw he's got great body control. He throws himself in there. And he's already got it. He already does a great job of selling the foul like NBA players. So he's already set and ready to go.
What about? I'm sorry.
Go for it.
The other one. What about Zion? Williamson's been great. What about Williamson in terms of how his game translates to the next level?
Well, listen. He is a guy that is a generational player. He's so explosive, so exciting, and, you know, we can talk about everything he has, I think, translate to the next level, period. But this is the impact he'll have on the league. This year at the All-Star Game in Charlotte, NBA players, you're talking about established NBA players, we're talking about, hey, man, think about how good the dunk contest is going to be next year when Zion's in the league. That's the impact now. He's not just a dunker. And you saw in that ACC championship game, his ability to get off the floor quickly, but even the second bounce to go get the offensive rebound for the putback. And a guy that is his size and as explosive as he is at 285, I mean, there's some comparisons to LeBron. He's not exactly like LeBron, but the thing is, once he gets to the NBA, he's only going to get better, and that's the scary part. And one thing you're going to see when the NBA draft comes along, whoever gets the number one pick is going to have 2 things. One, the jersey that has his name on the back. And 2, they're going to make an announcement, we're selling season tickets now.
That's right. Get that draw. Hey, so, Will, what about Tom Izzo? You know, a lot of scuttlebutt going on, him getting after a young player there. And Henry, you take any issue with this, what Izzo did yesterday as they were going into a timeout?
No.
Right.
Listen, a lot of people want to make a big deal out of it because the makeup of players, most players, has changed.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to talk about that. You just can't do that. But you don't go to Michigan State if you can't handle that. You know that up front. Mm. This isn't the first. It's just now everything's magnified because we're in the NCAA tournament. I did the game for Westwood One, Michigan State at Indiana, that Indiana won. He lit into a couple players there, but because it wasn't on TV, nobody's talking about it. He's very passionate. He's a guy that has high expectations. And this is just, I mean, if, for lack of a better term, everybody likes to say he's old school. If you make a mistake, he's going to let you know about it. But at the same time, you talk to his players, they love him because of the amount of time he spends off the floor with him and explains to them how much they love him, and they really look at him as a father figure.
You know, Will, what about the idea of the tap on the chest, the grab of the hand? Not necessarily just lighting into him the verbal stuff, but what about the fact of him, you know, touching the player?
Well, I think that that may be one area where things kind of have to change, because it goes back to, you talk about the football coaches grabbing a guy by the face mask to make sure he's got his attention. Yep. You know, that's probably where things have changed a little bit as far as, you know, how you go about with the contact that you make and that, what force are you using that contact.
Yeah, well, hey, so let me ask you, Will, today.
You sound like an official during a game.
Yeah.
Great job. No, but yeah, I mean, listen. Well, I mean, it's going to come up because of how the tournament, as you know, Will, and you're around the college game, around the NBA game, how everything is covered in today's day and age.
It really is. I mean, and because of social media, I mean, things happen. Seconds later, it's out there. Seconds, not minutes, not hours. Seconds later, it's out there.
Well, people are waiting. They're sitting there with their phones, right, pouncing to get not just back, you know, not just audio. They're going to get full video. Let me ask you, Will, today in Columbus, so what games are you most excited to check out, to see?
Well, probably two games that, you know, because we always sit here and we're like, well, what's going to be a good game today to watch?
Right, right.
You know, but and the better the game, the easier it is for us to make the call. But,
absolutely.
You know, I think Iowa and Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people are going to say, man, that's got the makings of a defensive battle, which it does. But, you know, you wonder about Iowa, who's lost six out of their last eight. Can they turn things around now that they're in the tournament? Cincinnati, they're a team that, you know, Mick Cronin is a guy that kind of walks around with a disrespect card and talks to his players about that. You know, because they're a seven seed, what can they do and the kind of impact they can have? I think that's an exciting game to keep an eye on. And then I think also, you know, Washington, Utah State. We were talking to the Utah State coach, Craig Smith. This guy, man, we had to pull him off the ceiling. He's so excited about his team being here and how he's turned that school around. And I said, dude, why do you even drink coffee? Because you obviously don't need it. Every once in a while, certain things come up. We did have the saying of the day. And then we were talking to Mike Hopkins, the coach for Washington.
Right.
Two-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year, by the way. Mm. We were asking him about that terrible loss against Oregon in the Pac-12 championship. He goes, DMGB. Kind of look around and go, DMGB? He goes, doesn't matter, get better.
There it is. There it is.
We don't care how bad the perception of the league is. Our job is to come out and play who's in front of us, and that's Utah State.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a good line. You know, Will, we only have about a minute and a half left to play with here. When you look at this tournament, though, do you think it's really Duke and then everybody else? I mean, how many teams do you think can win a national championship in Minneapolis?
I'm going to go with four.
And
I'm going to go with
Duke,
North Carolina, Tennessee, who's here, but I think, you know, they play you. I didn't mention them because they play Colgate, and I think they're going to manhandle them.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
And Gonzaga. I think people are underestimating Gonzaga, and a lot of reasons is, quite honestly, they're in the West Coast. They haven't seen them play, but you haven't seen them play. They were up 37 early yesterday.
That's true. Hey, Will, enjoy the games out in Columbus. We appreciate the perspective. We love hearing you on Westwood One, and continued success, all right?
Thanks a lot, Will.
Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate it. DMGB.
There you go.
Good guy right there.
That is. What was that?
Do not know what the MG, right? No. I don't remember.
Nope.
I can't remember. What was it again?
Oh, do well, get better.
Right.
I didn't
sound effects.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Got it.
So anyways, yeah, what a great show today was, Moose.
Yeah, fun show.
You were spectacular, bro.
So are you, Tess.
You really know. You always are, though. You really, today, you really were. Another level. Mikey B was great. Pete the Body, tremendous. Yes. How about the Zook?
Zook.
Potential new update anchor on the show, maybe.
Physique and all.
Yeah, yeah. Physique and all. Ripped abs in the costals, everything.
Right. He's no Dwayne Johnson. You've learned once something this morning. Taz knows The Rock.
Yes.
He's a friend of mine.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend, everybody. Enjoy all the games. Till Monday, peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.